Gemara Erubin has been sponsored by Mr. Isaac Jamal and his wife Celia for their success, for their children's success, health, happiness, beracha, parnasa, v'hatzlacha, bechol ma'aseh yedehem. Daf Tzaddi Aleph. Today's daf has been dedicated by Gary and Sophia Cohen in memory of Avraham ben Shafia, Albert Albi Cohen, alav shalom, on his yahrzeit. May Hashem continue to lift his neshama, and may all the mitzvot that are being done by the family serve in his zechut. Today's daf is being studied, la'ilu nishmat acham baruch Rafael ben Miriam and Avraham ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tanichem Began Eden, Amen. We are starting on Daf Tzaddi Amud Bet, and we begin today's Daf three lines from the bottom. Amar Rav Yehuda. Kishtimseh Lomar. When you will analyze the Devre Rabbi Meir, according to the opinion of Rabbi Meir, Gagin Reshut La'atzman, Hatserot Reshut La'atzman, Karpifiyot Reshut La'atzman. When you analyze the Shita of Rabbi Meir of the Mishnah, you'll see that he holds that all the roofs are considered one reshut, meaning a person can carry from one roof to another roof in the city, or hatzerot, one hatzer to another hatzer, referring to kelim that were in the hatzer before Shabbat. One can carry those items from one hatzer to another, and also kerfifiyot are also considered reshut la'atzman. Rashi says on the top, "Va'afilu hen shel bet anashim." Even if they belong to two different owners, metaltelin mizeh lezeh. The Ha'amar Rabbi Meir taught in the Mishnah, "Kol gagot ha'ir reshut achat." Shema minna. We learn from there, "The svir ale de'en reshut mechaleket mahmat shinui be'alim," which means even though they're different owners, which means you have roofs with homes on the bottom of them, still, he didn't care that they were owned by two different people. He still said that all the roofs are considered one. Ela batim lehudayu. Houses are considered separate. Mipnei shehem tadirot nedira. Pshat is the house, that's a residence. That's designated for dwelling. Now, once already you're saying that gagim have their own reshut, meaning they're not bound by the homes. Rashi says, "Demali gagin umali hatserot umali karfifiyot." What's the difference between a gag now and a hatser and a karpif? The hadush is even a gag that has a house underneath it. Still, it doesn't go after the house. That's considered a separate domain. It's its own status. Then Rashi says, "Aval migag lehatser umigag lekarpif." From roof to hatser, or roof to karpef, the Rabbi Meir lo va'afilu shel ish echad. She's according to Rabbi Meir, it is forbidden to go from a gag to a hatzel, like we learned earlier. Because we learned that just like you're not allowed to carry from a reshut yachid within a reshut yachid, gezerah that you might come to carry from a reshut rabim to a tail that's in a reshut rabim. So therefore, the same thing he was all said to carry from a gag to a chatzer. Vechotshechen kishen sheshnayim. So Rabbi Meir is oser chatzer to gag and gag to chatzer, even if it's owned by one person. Vechotshechen if it's owned by two. Continue Rashi. Umechatzer lekarpef. Let's analyze that one. From a hatser to a karpef, not a gag to a hatser. From a hatser to a karpef. Namelo, also asur. Because later on we're going to see clearly the rabbis are all said, Hatsir Tekarpev. And we haven't seen Rabbi Meir argue on that case. So therefore, it comes out the following opinions of Rabbi Meir. Gagin te gagin mutar. Hatserot te hatserot mutar. Kalfifiyot te kalfifiyot mutar. Gagin te hatser, hatser te gagin asur. Gezerah atutel brishut alabim. And a karpef to a hatser or hatser te karpef also asur. Because we haven't seen Rabbi Meir explicitly tell us it's mutar, and he hasn't argued on the rabbis that say it's asur. Now we continue. Rashi. We only see Rabbi Meir argue by roofs. Rashi says, since they have the same name, the equal status, Gag to a Gag, but on Rishuyot that have different names, for example, a Karpef to a Hatzer, or a Hatzer to a Karpef, we don't see that he was lenient. The Davka Kamar Bimir Gagot. What's the Pshat? Why he was lenient by Gagot? The Tashmishtan Shave. Because the usage of Gagin are equal. It's an equal reshut. Vechen Hatzerot, Vechen Kapifiyot. Hatzer to Hatzer, Kapif to Kapif. Vafidu and Cheshnaim. The Bishinui Ba'alim Lo Mitzre El Batim Rabbi Meir. The only time Rabbi Meir is Osir, different owners, is by the houses themselves. V'gagin Rabbanan, aval b'chiluk tashmish. But we have reshuyot that are used differently, like a hatser has one usage and a karpef has a different usage. V'shinui shem, and they also have different names. V'shinui shem reshut kapid. Then he is makpid. Hilkach nehatser lekarpef asar v'afilu hu shelo. So therefore, we conclude Shitat Rabbi Meir. And these Rashis are very lengthy, giving us all the Shitot, but again, if you want to summarize it, Gag to Gag Mutar, Hatser to Hatser Mutar, Karpef to Karpef Mutar, Gag to Hatser, Hatser to Gag Asur, Mita'am, Gezerah, Bishutel, Bishut Rabbim, and Karpef to Hatser as well, that she's telling us, we don't find Rabbi Meir being Mekel as well. Now who's telling this to us? This is Rabbi Yehuda giving us the opinions. Now let's go see how we learned Hachamim. L'divrei Hachamim, according to the Shita of the Hachamim, top line of Tzadi Aleph, Gagin v'hatzerot reshut ahat, karfifiyot reshut ahat hen. Gagin and Hatzerot are considered one reshut, and Kerpifiyot are also considered one reshut. What does this mean? Rashi, the Devrei Chachamim. It's actually the second Rashi on the Daf. It's all the way down, the Devrei Chachamim. De lo gazru mishum tel. Okay, good. So that Rashi tells us an important fact here. Chachamim were not gozer mishum tel b'reshut harabim. Let's just review what this tel b'reshut harabim is. We mentioned it once already today. We'll say it again. No. That the Hachamim were concerned if we allow you, or the Rabbi Meir was concerned if we allow you to carry from a reshut yachid within a reshut yachid. For example, you have a hatzer. In the hatzer, you have an amud that's 10 high, 4 wide. If we allow you to carry from the hatzer to the amud, you might come to carry from the reshut harabim to a mound that's 10 high, 4 wide in the reshut harabim. And that's asur. Because you're going from the Shuta Rabim to the Shuta Yahid. So therefore he was also, that's what it means when we say Mishum Tel Mishum Tel Rabim. Hakamim did not subscribe to that Gezerah. But therefore Hakamim allow Gag to a Hatzer. That's she. They lo gazur Mishum Tel. They were not gozer Mishum Tel. Gagin v'Hatzerot Mishuta Haten. Lo she yitaltel mi Gag le Gag. I mean, when the Gemara says, according to the Hachamim, that Gag and Hatzot are one reshut, don't think it means you can go from Gag to Gag. Certainly not. According to Hachamim, Adrabah, since the homes on the bottom are considered separate reshuyot, that affects the status of the roofs to make them separate reshuyot. Im halukin ba'alehen mishum degagin rabbanan kibatim ashvilehu. Because roofs, the rabbis treat as homes. Al yedeh haluk shelemata. Right? Because since they're split on the bottom by the homes, they're considered separated on top. Aval lechatzer shel rabbim, lechatzer shel rabbim. But from a regular chatzer of many dwellers to another chatzer of many dwellers, metaltelin, you're allowed to go from one chatzer to another because there's no sivara. You don't have the sivara of homes on the bottom that are going to be all seated. You have a chatzer to a chatzer. Since it's the same nishut, no problem. Umigag lechatzer derbim metaltelin. And you could also go, huh? You can go from a gag to a chatzer also. Even though the chaura, gag and the hatzir are different nishiyot, gag is a private area and the hatzir is belongs to joining many people. Since the roof, it's not used so much, meaning it doesn't have such a usage to it. We're not going to treat it necessarily exactly like a house that we're going to be mahmir, that it's considered like carrying from a house to a chatzir, and therefore metaltim minu lachatzir. So therefore, according to the Rabbanan, let's review their opinion. Gag to gag asur. That's clear. Gag to chatzir mutar. Lo gazru mishum tel ben shut arabim. The second thing that he said was, which we just read in Nashi. Good, that's Gag Tahatzer. Look at the second line of the Gemara. Kerfifiyot reshut ahaten. That's the second thing we have to know in the rabbi's opinion. Kerfifiyot are considered one reshut, meaning you can go from one kerpef to another kerpef. Rashi, please. Kerfifiyot reshut ahat. Vafidu en shil shnayim. The whole reshut sheshmo shaveh mutar lo chutz min hagagin. That's a very important cloud in the rabbi's opinion. Any reshut that has the same name, meaning it's equal usage, is mutar except for roofs. Why is roofs different? Because it has the houses underneath it. So therefore, hatzev to hatzev according to the rabbis would be mutar. Kerpef to kerpef would be mutar. Aval, mehatzev le kerpef, here's the chidush of Rashi now, that from a chatzer to a karpef, again, let's remind ourselves, a karpef is a wide open area that has a wall around it. Rashi tells us in the last one over here, that we're talking about over here, that even if they're not yoter mebet satayim, which is even if they have a status of a reshut yachid, less than bet satayim, and they have a wall around it. In any event, it's osir. Chatzer to karpef, why? Afilu dahat gabra asir. Even if it belongs to the same guy. Vedodami the gag the hatzer. It's not similar to a gag to a hatzer. The tashmishte the gag shaveh la hatzer. Rashi tells us the usage of a gag and a hatzer are basically equal. So therefore, we allow to carry from one to the other. Now, where do we know this from? Where did Rashi get that gag to karpef or hatzer to karpef? I should say is asur. Where do you know that from? So he gives you two explanations. He says, "V'achi shami alel Rav Yehuda." Must be Rav Yehuda's tradition to this, because Rav Yehuda is making the statement over here, right? Rav Yehuda is giving us the shitot. He says, "Come on, we must say Kaka Rav Yehuda had a Kabbalah that Hachamim are oser hatzer tekarpef umimat nitin dayikla, and he must have derived it from the Mishnah. How?" Midekamar, if you remember the Mishnah, it said, Rabbi Shimon, kulan reshut ahat. Rabbi Shimon's language in the Mishnah was, they were all considered reshut ahat. Mashma, that according to the rabbis who was the opinion before, not all of them are considered reshut ahat. Which means, while Rabbi Shimon used the lashon, kulan reshut ahat. Master, you can go from here to there, the karpef to the chatzer, chatzer to the gag, they're all considered one. Mashma kotel Rabbanan, that they're not all considered reshut ahad, meaning, mechlal de Rabbanan, lav hadar reshutam mashvelu lekulu. Must be, they're not treating it all like Reshut Ahad, meaning it's going to be Asur to go from one of these cases. And which case? Chatzer to the Karpef. Whereas Rabbi Shimon says Kulam Reshut Ahad, meaning you can even go from a Chatzer to a Karpef. Hakamim sold. No, not Kulam Reshut Ahad. I'll let you go from Gag to Chatzer, Chatzer to Gag. I'm not Gozer Meshum, Tel Reshut Arabim, but I'm not going to let you go from one of these domains to the other. Which domain to the other? I'm not going to let you go to a Chatzer, to a Karpef, for the opposite. Now Gag to Gag, that's the same Reshut, that's clear. Hakamim said it's Asur because of the Batim around the bottom. So let's review Shitat Hakamim. Gag to Gag, Asur. Gag to Chatzer, Mutar. That's where Hakim and Abimir argue. So Abimir does make the Gizrat Tel Reshut Arabim. Also, according to Hakamim, it's going to be Asur Chatzer to a Karpef. That's where they're arguing on Rabbi Shimon, where Hakamim more strict and Rabbi Shimon is Nahmir. I'm sorry, Hakamim are strict and Rabbi Shimon is lenient. Obviously, I'm going to see that cheat out right now. Let's go to the third line of the Gemara. We're at the third line of the Gemara. We almost finished all the Rashi's on the Daf. L'dever Rabbi Shimon, according to the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, Kulan Reshut Ahad Hen. Rabbi Shimon says it's all Reshut Ahad, meaning you can go from any of these Reshuyot. You can go from a Gag to a Chatzer, and a Chatzer to a Karpef, and a Karpef to a Gag. I mean, geez, they're all considered one. Now, Rashi just points out, don't think that when Rabbi Shimon says over here, Kulan Reshut Ahad, it means only Gag to Gag, Chatzer to Chatzer, Karpef to Karpef, because that's Rabbi Meir. So then obviously has to be saying something different. So the Chidush is that he must be saying that they're all considered one. That's what she speaks out. Now the Gemara says, Tanya Kevate Derav, Tanya Kevate Derav Yehuda. We're going to bring a Braita to support Rav and a Braita to support Rav Yehuda. Well, Rav Yehuda, we know what he just said. That's the statement we just said. Now what was Rav referring to? So Rashi tells us, we learned a few days ago on the Daf that when you have roofs, right? Roofs that are, let's say, equal level, Regina Shavin, where you don't see the walls, the Mechitzot She'enam Nikarot. So we said, according to the rabbis, you're not allowed to carry from one roof to the other. And Rav's Chiddush was that even on one roof itself, we treat it like a Karmelit. And you're only allowed to walk up to 4 amot, not walk, carry 4 amot on that roof. Remember that Rav's opinion was, you don't say good asik mechista when the roofs are attached to each other, because the mechitzot are not nikarot. Now when you stand on the roof, you can't see walls. So therefore we don't say that they go up. So we're going to bring a braita to support Rav that says, according to the rabbis, the roof is considered a karmelit, and you can only carry up to 4 amot on the roof. And the Gemara says, what's the proof? Here it is. Tanya kevet ederav, kol gago ta'ir. All the roofs of the city, reshut ahat hen. Now obviously that's not the rabbi's opinion. That's the opinion of Rabbi Meir. That all the roofs are considered one reshut. You can carry from roof to roof. ואסור לעלות ולהוריד מן הגגים לחצר ומן החצר לגגים. Good, Rabbi Meir. You cannot go from חצר to גג, or גג to חצר. גזרה משום, תל. וכלים ששבתו בחצר, כלים that were in the חצר from before Shabbat, מותר לטלטלן בחצר. You can carry them in the חצר, and for that matter, you can carry them from one חצר to another חצר. בגגים מותר לטלטלן, in the roofs, it is permissible to carry begagin, which means from roofs to roofs. Ubilvad shelo yehe gag gavoa yud o namuch yud, which means you can even go from hatser to gag, so long as they are within 10. That's actually a direct statement that we learned in the Mishnah, which means you're allowed to go from a gag to a chatzer, so long as they are within 10 tefachim from each other. Why? Because the only time they made a gezerah of gag tehatzer is when there was a spread of 10, which is domer to a ten that is 10 high. But within 10, even a bimeir was mekel. Ubilvad shelo ye gag gavoa yud or namuch yud debner bimeir. That's exactly bimeir shita. Now we get to rachamim. Rachamim omrim. Rachamim say kol echad veechad. Reshut la'atzmo. No. Each roof is considered a separate domain. Ve'en metaltelin bo ela b'arba'a. And you can only carry for amot. So what do you see in this braita? Clearly that on the roof you only have for amot. Meaning it's the status of a karmelit. Exactly like Rav. So Rav is supported by a braita. Tanya kivated Rav Yehuda. Now we're going to bring a bright that is support Rav Yehuda. Okay, Rav Yehuda was the way, he was the one that explained all three shittot. He explained Rabbi Meir, he explained Hachamim, and he explained Rabbi Shimon. Now we're going to actually bring a proof to the way Rabbi Yehuda explained Rabbi Shimon. That all the shuyot are considered one. Amar Rabbi, kishayinu lomdim Torah et Rabbi Shimon betakua. When we were learning Torah by Rabbi Shimon in the city of Tekoa, Hayinu Mahalim Shemin Ve'aluntit, we used to carry oil and towels. Aluntit is a towel. Migag legag, umigag lechatzir, umechatzir lechatzir, umechatzir lekarpef, umekarpef lekarpef. Acher, ad Shayinu Magiyin Etzla Mahayan, till we got to the spring, Shayinu Ruchatzin Bo. So what do you see clearly over here? You're allowed to travel and carry to any Rishuyot, mix and match them according to the Bishimon, who is the rabbi of Tekoa. It was okay. Now, the end of this Braita tries to bring another proof. Amar of Yehuda, Ma'aser Yehuda, Ma'aser B'Shata Sakana. There was a time when it was Sakana. Ve'inu Ma'alim Sefer Torah Ba'aser Legag. So you see another proof that they carried Sefer Torah, you know, through all these areas. Gemara says, no. That last proof is not a proof. You can't bring a proof from what they did at a time of danger. The first proof is a proof. When they weren't in danger, they carried towels, oil. They went, okay, they took a shower, whatever they were doing by the Mayan, they were cleaning themselves. But in the case of the Sefer Torah, you have no Ra'ya. Good. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ehad Gagin. So Rabbi Shimon said again, it's all considered one. Amar Rav, Halakha, ki Rabbi Shimon. Halakha follows Rabbi Shimon. Oh, but here's the key. Rav holds, Vehu Shelo Irbu. This is talking about where the Hatzerot did not make an Iruv. Aval Irbu Lo. But if the Hatzerot made an Eruv, you have a problem. Now what are we talking about, making Eruv or not an Eruv? So look at Rashi. Rashi says, four lines from the bottom. Aval Erbu, kol Hatzer le'atzma. Meaning, each Hatzer made an Eruv on their own. Ve'lo Erbu bet Hatzerot yachad. But each Hatzer themselves did not make a Shituf. What's the problem if they made an Iruf? Why should it be Asur to carry from one Hatzer to another? Adaba, if each one made an Iruf, which is the Chavra only make it better. Because he holds Hatzerot are considered one. So why making an Iruf individually shouldn't make it worse? Explanation is like this. According to Rabbi Shimon, all the Hatzerot are considered one. The question is like this: for what items? Only for items that were in the Hatzer from before Shabbat, but items that emanated from the house, from the bayit, that is asur from Hatzer to Hatzer. Now, what's the problem? If you're going to have an Eruv in each Hatzer, so you're going to have items that came from the house in the Hatzer, because we're allowed. When a chatzer has a eruv in it, which you can carry even from the house to the chatzer. Problem is, you might come to take those items now from chatzer to chatzer. So therefore, in a case where there's a eruv, since there's a hashash that there's going to be kelim from the bayit in the chatzer, in that case, it's asur to go from chatzer to chatzer. So the only time, according to Rav, that Rabbi Shimon is mekel, na chatzer la chatzer, is when? Lo irbu. Because lo irbu, you're not going to have any kelim from the bayit in the chatzer. You know, what are you going to, if you see a keli in the chatzer, what do you have to assume it is? It was there before Shabbat. Because you know nobody can carry from the bayit in the chatzer, and therefore you can carry that from one to one. One chatzer to the other. So let's read that inside. The Gemara says, Amar Rav, Halakha k'Rabbi Shimon vehu shelo irbu, aval irbu lo. Why? Tegazrinan dilma ate lapuke mane debatim lechatzer. You're worried that you might come to carry the kelim that are in the from the bayit that's going to go into the chatzer, and you might carry it to the next chatzer. Ushmuel amar ben irbu ben shelo irbu. Shmuel says it doesn't matter. We don't make this gezera. Which means even in the case where you made an Eiruv in each separate Hatzer, it's still okay. V'chein Amar Rabbi Yohanan. And Rabbi Yohanan also said, Mi lachshech, who whispered in your ear and told you that there's a Hiluk? Ben Eirbu, Ben Shelo Eirbu. There's no Hiluk. Whether he made an Eiruv, or whether he didn't make an Eiruv. That's the way Tosafot understands the words Mi lachshech. Meaning, who whispered to you and told you that it's asur, that there's a hiduk. There's no hiduk. I don't know where you heard that from. It's mutar ben irbu ben shelo irbu. So let's review the shitot. It's Rav against Shmuel and Rabbi Yohanan. Rav makes the hiduk, where Shmuel and Rabbi Yohanan do not. Matkif la Rav Chizda l'Shmuel. Rav Chizda asks the question according to Shmuel with Rabbi Yohanan and Rabbi Yohanan. Yomru shne chelim b'chatzer achat ze mutar v'ze asur. Hey, it's going to look funny, he says. You're going to have two chelim in a chatzer. You're going to say, well, this item you can carry to the next chatzer. This item you can't. First of all, it looks strange. And the people are not going to understand what's the difference between this item and that item. And what they end up going to do is they're going to carry both items. How could you allow a situation where they made an Eiruv, where now you're differentiating between Kelim, Yomru. This one's there, this one's there. This one mutar, this one's Asur. It's going to lead to Isur. So the Gemara answers, what do you want? The Bishamon the Ta'amet, no Gazar. The Bishamon is not Gozer. What do you want? Yeah, there's a Hailuk. How do you know the Bishamon is not Gozer? From a case that we had early in the Masechet, the following, Ditnan. Amar Rabbi Shimon, lema davar dome, leshalosh hatzerot apetuchot zu lezuf tuchot leshut rabim. Remember the case of the three hatzerot. They were back to back to back, connected to each other, and open to the reshut harabim. Remember hatzerot, 1, 2, and 3. Ve'irbu shte ha'itzonot im ha'emsa'it. 1 and 3 made an iruv with the middle, number 2. Now, 1 is allowed to go to 2, and 3 is allowed to go to 2. Right? They only made an Eiruv with the center. He muteret amayin. The center is permissible with 1 and 3. Ve'en mutarot ima. 1 and 3 are permissible with it. Ubet ha'itzonot asurin zu imzu. But 1 and 3 are forbidden. Ve'lo gazar, and the Bishmon did not gozer dilma atel apuke mane da'achatzer, which means he did not say, no, maybe you should say asur. Why? Because maybe what's going to happen, you're going to have a keli from chatzer number 1 in the area of chatzer number 2, and somebody might carry that keli to chatzer number 3, which is asur. The Bishmon said, no, we don't make gezerot. 1 can carry to 3, 1 can carry to 2, 3 can carry to 2, and we're not gozer that may 1 and 3 are asur to each other, because they didn't make Eiruvim. We're not gozer. So just like we're not gozer over there, hakadame lo gazrinan, dilma atel apuke mane de batim, lachatzer. So to over here, we're not going to make a gezerah, that they might come to carry them, kelim of the bayit into the chaser and from the chaser to a different chaser. So you see that Bishimon is not concerned about such gezerot of people making mistake, and therefore, just like by the three chaserot, he wasn't concerned. So to over here, Mativ Rav Sheshat. Rav Sheshat comes and asks a question. Rabbi Shimon Omer. Rabbi Shimon says, Ehad gagot, Ehad chatzerot, Ehad kerfifiyot, Reshut achaten lekelim sheshavtu betochan, velo lekelim sheshavtu betochabayit. Oh, so clearly, Rabbi Shimon in his statement says that this only works for kelim that were emanating in the chatzer, but not kelim that emanated from the bayit. Oh, so most people are talking about with shayak to have
both.
So the Gemara says, "I am al pishtma de'irbu." If you want to tell me like Shmuel and Rabbi Yohanan said, that occasion is talking about where they made iruv. Haynu de meshkahat lamane de batim b'chatzer. That's how you can find kelim of the bayit in the chatzer, and that's why he's telling you these are permissible, these are not. But if you know, like Rav, that says the case is only talking about b'shelo irbu, hechi mashkachat lamane batim, the batim b'chatzer. How do you have a case of the kelim of the bayit in the chatzer? Let's review the question. The Gemara clearly says in the name of Rabbi Shimon that which kelim are permissible? Only the kelim that were in the chatzer, right? That emanated in the chatzer going into Shabbat. But if they emanated from the bayit, asur. What do you mean emanated from the bayit? They could only emanate from the bayit if there was an eruv. So Smasra is only, he's saying his deen even in the case of erbu. Question on Rav that said dafka b'shelo erbu. So Rav answers. Or Rav Sheshat asks the question, Rav Sheshat answers for Rav. Hu motiv la v'hu mifarek la. V'chumta v'sudra. Yeah, we're talking about hats and scarves. What do you mean hats and scarves? Yeah, there's a way even without an iruf to get stuff into the chatzir. You wear it. The guy who wore his hat, wore a scarf, went into the chatzir. Mutar, you're wearing it. Took it off. So now this item over here is asur to go from the chatzir to the other chatzir. So I can even give you a case with shelo irbu, and you got stuff in the chatzir. Okay, we turn to the Amud Bet. Comes the Gemara and says, Tashema. Anshe chatzir v'anshe marpeset. Okay, this is a case we had also. You have the chatzir, that's the people in the lower level. Anshe marpeset are the guys on the second floor. Okay? Sheshachu velo irbu. They forgot, they did not make an iruv together. Meaning each area made an iruv for themselves. The chatzir and the marpeset. Now, let me just point out to you, we're talking about where the merpetzet, the second floor, has rights into the chatzir. How do they have rights into the chatzir? Well, they have a ladder, where they can't jump off the merpetzet. They have a ladder that brings them down. Oh, so you might ask a question, so if there's a ladder and they have access, they should osir the chatzir. So I just want to remind you to a very important klal that she gave us earlier, that a ladder of a marpeset is always judged lahakel. Meaning, you sometimes look at it as a wall, and sometimes you look at it as a door. Whenever you need it to be lenient. Meaning, if you want to make marpeset lahasir one reshut, they can make one joint eruv, I look at the ladder as a petah, your one. Now, in this case over here, where they made separate eruvin, I look at the ladder as a mechitzah, and therefore the merpeset's access is not going to osir and share chatzir. That's a klal that she just speaks out over here as well. Now let's review. You have a chatzir on the bottom, you have a merpeset on the top. Continue. Second line of the Gemara. Kol shegavua asara tefahim. Okay, you have an item standing in the chatzir, you know, up against the wall, right, you know, by the merpeset, but it's high. Ten tefahim. Who does it belong to? The merpeset. Remember we learned this? Access. Who gets the easy access on something that's 10 high? Obviously the second floor. So that belongs to them. Pachot mikan lachatzir. Less than that to the chatzir. Now if you remember the way we learned, less than 10 tefachim when it says lachatzir doesn't mean it belongs to the chatzir. It means it's asur to to everybody, which means now since the Hasid has access to it as well, because let's identify him, it's not easy accessible to anybody, which means the Hasid has to throw, and the right, the Marpeset is Mishalshel, and therefore we learned that it's Asur to both of them. Good. Now, Bamidivarim Amurim, when was this said? Shayu Elu Shel Rabbim Ve'elu Shel Rabbim. Meaning, let's say it was Marpeset with many dwellers, and a Hatzel with many dwellers. Now, what do you just have to say many dwellers for? That's a scenario where you would need an Eruv. Because it was only one dweller, you don't need Eruvin. So whenever you see it says Shel Rabbim, it's always trying to create a scenario where Eruv would be necessary. So again, what does it say? Or for that matter, Shel Yechidim. Or for that matter, you could say that they were owned privately. Right, one dweller in the Marpeset, one dweller in the Hatzer. She'en Siddiqim, La'arif. You don't need an Eruv. However, but let's say it belonged to many dwellers, the shachu velo erbu, and they did not make an eruv, right? Gag vehatser veachsadra umarpeset. All these areas, not only a gag to a marpeset, not only a hatser to a marpeset, all these areas, kulan reshut ahat hen. They're all considered one reshut. Oh, so what are you learning over here? You're learning clearly in a statement that when you have a gag and a marpeset and a hatzer, and they did not make an eruv, they are considered what? One reshut, meaning you can carry from one to the other. So the Gemara makes the obvious diyuk. Ta'ama de lo erbu. The only reason is because they did not make an eruv. Ah, erbu. No. But if you didn't make an eruv, no. Now, who's this opinion? Seemingly, this is the opinion of Rabbi Shimon that's allowing you to go from all the Rishuyot, but he's saying it when? Only when there is no Eruv. But if there's Eruv, it's going to be Asur. Beautiful. We have a proof too. Rav, that makes a Hiluk. So the Gemara is going to answer like this. I'll give you the answer, then we'll read it inside. Who told you this is Rabbi Shimon? Did it say anywhere in the statement Rabbi Shimon? Well, you assumed. Well, why did you assume? Well, because you saw the words Gag, V'Hatzer, Achsadra, Marpeset. Yeah, but wait. If it was Rabbi Shimon, you're missing one domain. You're missing Kerpeth. Oh, it left out the word Kerpeth. Oh, it's not Rabbi Shimon. Who is the opinion that left out Kerpeth? If you remember, that was the Shita of Rabbanan, the rabbis, which means when the rabbis, they came along and they're going to tell you that what? Karpef has a separate status. How? Look at the Gemara. Gemara says, we read inside. You're right, we'll see. We will see. Gemara says, Hamani Rabbanani. What are you talking about? That's not Rabbi Shimon. It's the rabbis. How do you know it's the rabbis? Daikaname Delo Katani Karpef Umavui. Meaning, according to Rabbi Shimon, if it was Rabbi Shimon, it would give you mutum or reshuyot, that you can go from one to the other. Kerpefim, kerpefiyot, and mivuot. So the fact that it left it out, it's not Rabbi Shimon, don't bother me. Now look at Rashi. Look at Rashi, Dibura Mathil.
Abanani,
exactly. How are you going to find that Rashi? That is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines before they get wide in the Rashi. Second word, the bananhi. Right? The modu begagin v'hatzerot dirshut ahatin, which means the mode that on gagin and hatzerot, they're considered dirshut ahat, meaning hakamim held, a gag to a hatzer is permissible. I mean, it didn't say anywhere in this statement you can go from a gag to a gag. That gag to a gag is a surah called Achamim. But what did it say? It clearly said, gag v'chaser v'achsad merpeset reshut ahat. Yeah, that's shitat Achamim. Why? Because gag to haser Achamim will not go there. Mishum tel b'reshut harabim. Now, v'inu v'day lo sharu echad ya'irbu. Now, for sure, the rabbis were not go there, or not matir where you made an eruv. Which means now we have to say another Hiddush over here. That first of all, this is Shtet HaChamim, because it didn't mention Karpef and didn't mention Mavui. And we have to say also that that which the rabbi is allowed to go from these Shuyot is only talking about B'Shelo Erbu. But if you made it, I know the Achamim are going to say, it's going to be, so they're going to make a Hiluk. Who says Achamim make this Hiluk? So Rashi says, De'gazu kedamim perik mishot siyuhu. This is already we learned on Daf Mem Tet. How? Gabe gimel hatzerot ha-petuchot zu lazu de predigad Rabbi Shimon. Do you remember in that same case that Rabbi Shimon told us we have the three hatzerot, 1, 2, and 3. And one went with two, and three went with two. Rabbi Shimon says, their mutar was two. Hakamim said they're not. Why? Gezerah. Why? You're worried that a keli of one that went into two might end up in three. And therefore they osir. So what do you see? Clearly Shitat Hakamim on Mimte told, you are concerned about Gezerot. So therefore, we can apply that rationale to our case. True, the rabbis allow me to go from Hatser to Gag, Gag to Achsadra, etc. But only in a case where when? Lo Irbu. But Irbu, where you're going to have Kelim of the Bayit and the Hatser, they're going to say it's a problem, because you might come to take that Keli to another Reshut, to another Hatser. But for our purposes, you didn't knock out over here the opinion of Rav, which means that you tried to bring, what you tried to do over here is, who was bringing this? Think about it, Tashema. They were trying to show you over here, clearly you see a hiluk between Erbu and Shelo Erbu, which means you tried to bring a proof to Rav that makes the hiluk. Rav holds there's a hiluk between Erbu and Shelo Erbu. So we were trying to bring a proof to Rav. This Tashema was a proof to Rav. What was the Gemara's conclusion? No proof. Yes, there is a hiluk in the statement between Erbu and Shelo Erbu, but it's not a Bishamon. It's in the Banan. How do you know it's in the Banan? Because if you look at the Shuyot that he considered one, he left out Kerpef and Mavui. If it's a Bishamon, Kerpef and Mavui should be considered included. Now we know, we learned that Shitat Hakamim, he was not allowing Hatser to a Kerpef. That's what we learned on the Amud Rishon. So therefore, that's why he left out Kerpef. This is Shitat Hakamim. And Shitat Hakamim do make a haluk between Erbu and Shelo Erbu, based on what they said on Nafmen Tet by the three Hatzerot, and they were Osir, the three Hatzerot, to each other. Why? Gezerah. So therefore, you have no proof to Rav. Next case. Tashema. Come and listen. Come and learn. Hamesh Hatzerot Apetuchot Zu Lezu Uftuchot Lemavui. You have five Hatzerot that are open to each other, and they're next to each other in a row. You probably have a picture of this. Yeah, your art school, you have a picture of it on this one. 323? Ah, very good. Basically, you have five chatzerot that are open to each other, and they're all open to the mavui. Uftuhot le mavui. Veshachu kulam velo erbu. They all forgot, and they did not make an eruv. Now, at this point, what does it mean we're concerned that they did not make an eruv? Yeah, we're assuming that this is talking about eruv bechatzerot, which means each one is on their own. Asul lachnis ulotzi mechatzer lamavui. Oh, so now we're going to say you cannot go from chatzer to the mavui, umina mavui lachatzer, nor you can go from the mavui is off limits, basically. Now, v'chelim sheshavtu b'chatzer mutal l'taltelan b'chatzer. However, kelim that are in the chatzer itself, not a problem. U'b'mavui asur. But again, to the mavui is going to be asur. V'Rabbi Shimon matir. However, in this exact case, Rabbi Shimon says mutar, meaning even to go into the mavui. Shayar Bishimon Omer Kol Zeman Shem Shel Rabbim. Meaning even in the case where, let's say, there's many dwellers, right? V'shach uvelo erbu and they did not make an Iruv, Gag, Vechatzir, Veachsadra, Umarpeset, Vekarpef, Umavui, Kulan Rishut Ahat, Hin. Bingo. Here's your proof. The Gemara says, Tama de lo Irbu. The whole reason why the Bishmon is lenient, because you did not make an Iruv. And therefore there's no Gezerah that what will be Kelim of the Batim in the Hatzerot. Ha Irbu, lo. But mashma what? If they did make an Iruv, then you're going to have a problem, because the Bishmon is talking about the same case Hakamim were talking about. And Hakamim were talking about in the beginning of the statement what? The lo Irbu. But the lo Irbu, meaning they didn't make an Iruv all together, and therefore you have a situation over here, or even separately, they did not make an Eruv, you have to say. And therefore the Bishon would say, so what? So what? You can still carry from one Hatzir to the other, because Hatzir have the status of one. But in which case? Below Eruv. Ah, Mashma Eruv. You have a problem. Meaning if each Hatzir made an Eruv on their own, you're going to have a problem, because now you're going to find Kelim of the buy it in the Hatzir, and you might carry it to another one. So therefore you see a proof to Rav that makes the chiluk between Irbu and Shelo Irbu. Comes the Gemara and says, no, that's another question. Comes the Gemara and says, no, that's not the explanation. Comes the Gemara and says, my lo Irbu. What does it mean when it says lo irbu? It means lo irbu hatserot bahadeh hadadi. Yeah, all it means is that the hatserot themselves did not join in irbu. You have five hatserot, meaning they didn't make what's called a shituf. Meaning all the hatserot did not join in. However, ha hatseru batim irbu, but each individual Hatzir itself with its homes made an Iruv, and therefore you have no proof to Rav, which means you see, obviously it doesn't make a Hiluk, right. There can be Kelim Sheshavtu in the Hatzir and we don't care, right. So therefore no proof, but it says Shelo Irbu, so we're reading into it. Yes, Shelo Irbu means Lo Irbu collectively, meaning all the Hatzirot together, but not each Hatzir individually made an Eruv. Now let's read Rashi. Rashi. Lo Irbu Hatzirot Ba'adadeh. The Rashi we're reading now is 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines after they get wide. Lo Irbu Hatzirot Ba'adadeh. Vechol Hatzir Irba Le'atzma. Each Hatzir but made an Iruv on its own. Now when it's said in the Braita, or the statement over here, that they belong to Rabbim, meaning you have Hatzirot of many dwellers, it's coming to teach you a Hiddush. Which is, even though the Hatzirot themselves did not make an Iruv, V'chol Hatzir Irba Le'atzman, each Hatzir made new meaning, what? V'chol Hadayit B'diyurin Tuvan, there's a lot of dwellers in each Hatzir, U'mafkim Manid Batim Le'atzir, therefore they're going to take out Kedim from the Bayit Le'atzir, because there's an Iruv in each individual Hatzir. V'ikal Le'mikzad Da'avid Avshe Diyurin, I might say that since there's so many dwellers, Lo Mizdare Shapir, they're not going to be careful, U'mafkim Manid Batim Le'atzir Ahiret, Afidu Achi Lo Gazar. Which means the Hiddush of the Braita statement is what? That you have Hatzir Sherabim. There are all many dwellers there, right? Each one made their own Iruv. But what? They didn't make an Iruv amongst themselves, meaning from Hatzir to Hatzir. Because if they did that, then you have no question. You can even take the Kelim of the Bayit from one Hatzir to the other, because all considered one. The Hiddush is what? Where they made an Iruv separately, but not collectively. And at this point, what's the Hiddush of the statement? That we're not gozer, that you might take the kelim of the bayit that's found in the Hatzir, that made an Eruv, and then carry it to the subsequent, even though there's rabim here, even though there's many people living in each Hatzir, and there's many kelim out there, and so somebody might make a mistake, we're not gozer. Beautiful. Comes the Gemara and says, yeah, one problem, but the problem is, v'hallo erbu ketani. If you look at the statement says, v'lo irbu. So now you're coming, it's mashma, no eruv at all. Don't come now and split hairs and tell me, lo irbu means collectively, but each one made it on their own. Not mashma like that. It's mashma, there was no eruv, meaning even in the hatsir itself. Oh, if there was no eruv in the hatsir itself, that's mashma. Only in that case. Like Rav said, because there was no eruv, so there's no gezerah. So comes the Gemara and says, okay, I'll give you two answers to this. My lo irbu, you know what it says, lo irbu? Lo nishtaptefu. It's not, by the way, we're not even discussing irubi hatsirot over here. Leave irubi hatsirot. When it says lo irbu, the discussion of the hatsir is not the concern. Which means, whether you made an iruv, or you didn't make an iruv, mutar. Which means like Shmuel and Abi Hanan. The issue is not irubi hatsirot. When we discuss lo irbu, we use the word lightly. We're referring to shituf legabe the mavui. Because you have to remember there's a mavui over here. So besides the individual erubi hatsarot that you need for each one and then for all the hatsarot together, you also need what's called a shitufeh before to carry in the mavui. And what the statement is saying, lo irbu meaning lo shitfu be mavui, Rashi. My lo irbu. See that, Rashi? Temashma legamre ashituf demavui ka'e. Ube'iruv de hatserot lo aire mide. De lo echpat lebeu ben irba kolahat lahatsma ben lo irbu kama. De mutarim bemavui belo shituf. She's the hidush of Rabbi Shimon in the statement is the gabed hatserot, no problem. I don't care made iruv, not iruv, I don't cause anything. The hidush is even without a shituf, you'd be allowed, according to Rabbi Shimon, to go into the Mavui. Which means, kelim that were there already. Means you can't take kelim from the house now into the Mavui. But, without a shituv, no problem. The kelim that were in the Hatzer already, you can go pick in and out of them. It's all considered one, even though you did not make shituf. But the Gabed Ayruv question, I feel the Lord, you can go from Hatzer to Hatzer. Iba'et Ema, second answer. Rabbi Shimon, the Devrehem, the Rabbanan Ka'amar. Lehu, meaning like this. This statement over here was actually a conversation between Rabbi Shimon and the rabbis. Rabbi Shimon, I'll tell you, he doesn't make a difference. Ben Irbu, Ben Chelo Irbu, he doesn't make Gezerot, he's not concerned about the killing of the Bayit, like we learned according to Shmuel and Rabbi Yohanan. But what Rabbi Shimon was doing is, he was trying to clarify the opinion of his opponents, the shita of the rabbis. And what was he saying? He was saying like this, Lididi, according to me, lo shena irbu, ve lo shena lo irbu. I don't make the gezerot. Ela lididhu, according to you rabbis, you do make the gezerah. We are concerned about carrying kelim from the bayit and to the other chatzim, which means like you said on daf mem tet, when you are gozer, odu li miat, at least agree to me, at least the echa de lo irbu reshut achati. He's agreed to me in a case where lo irbu, it should be considered one reshut, meaning and agreed to me how much so, right? Which means you should say it should even be permissible to go from not only hatser to hatser. But you should also allow the mavui. And that's what it says. When it says in this statement over here, lo irbu, it's referring to shitat hachamim. Meaning, Rabbi Shimon says, for me, I don't have a difference, by the way. For me, irbu, lo irbu, they're all considered one. But you, rabbis, at least in the case of lo irbu, agreed to be what? That you can carry from all the shuyot. Ve'amru le rabbanan, lo. The rabbis come along and tell them, no. Meaning, just like we say that you cannot go from a hatser to a karpef, that we treat a karpef as a separate area, we treat the mavui the same way. Which means, yeah, we'll agree to you in the sense that hatser to hatser without an eruv, 100%. You want us to go further. You want us to say without an eruv, it should be permissible even to go from hatser to mavui. That much already, we're all said. That's considered for us separate domains, just like we're Oser, going from a Hatser to a Karpef. So therefore again, you have no proof to Rav. Because when it said Lo Irbu, that was referring to Rabbi Shimon talking to the rabbis. Which is, you should admit, agree to the case. I hold, there's no difference. I hold Irbu, Lo Irbu, it's all one. You make a Gezerah, so agree at least Lo Irbu to the Mavui. I mean, no. We're not more to the Mavui. Now, comes the Gemara and says, Amar Mor. Ube Mavui Asur. Now let's get the rabbi's opinion clearly. They clearly said in that statement, Ube Mavui. Now, how would you learn those words? Ube Mavui Asur. No. Ube Mavui Asur's Mashma, carrying in the Mavui itself. Doesn't say Le Mavui. It says Ube Mavui Asur. We want to be Medayek, right? So it's much what they're saying. When you didn't make a shituf, when you didn't make a, you know, a shituf mevuot over here, so it's going to be asur to actually carry in the mavui itself. So the Gemara says, "Ubi mavui asur le ma mesaya le le Rabbi Zera." Amarav, let's bring a proof to the statement of Rabbi Zera. Amarav, Masechet Shabbat, that said what? The Amar Rabbi Zera, Amarav, mavui shelo nishtatefu bo, a mavui that did not make a shituf, ein metatlin ela bedal ramot. Okay, now we have a hadushi, which means you have a mavui. It's really a reshuta yahid, a mavui. But what? You didn't make the shituf amongst all the chatzerot. Rav said in Masechet Shabbat, we treat this mavui like a karmelit, and therefore you can only carry up to 4 amot. So now we're going to say we found a friend over here of that opinion, because this opinion is saying what? Ube mavui atzur. Mashma, in the mavui itself, you cannot carry. So the Gemara says, no, Ema ul mavui asur. No. Change the word. Ul mavui. To the mavui. Meaning from the Hatzet to the mavui. But meaning the rabbis will say, in the mavui itself, you can carry as much as you want. We're clarifying shitot now, which means, when you don't make a shituf mevuot, it only impacts Hatzet to mavui or mavui to the Hatzet. But not making a shituf mevuot does not affect the mavui itself. Meaning, if you have a keli, in the mavui from before Shabbat, according to Achamim, carried on mavui, no problem. Now according to Rav, you're right. The Rabbi Zera, the name of Rav, you only got 4 amot. But you have different shitote. This shita is telling you ul mavui. Good. So you're telling me what ul mavui? Now Rabotai, if you could just look at the statement, start from the statement of Hamesh Hatzerot again, if you could find it back up there on the page, so I want you to see this next question clear. You'll see it yourself. Hamesh chasot ha-petachot zu lazuf tachot ha-mavui v'shachu kulam ve'lo irbu. Now we're learning lo irbu, we learned already, it's not that they didn't make a shituf, that's why we learned it. Asu lachnitzu lotzi ma'hatser le-mavui. You cannot go from hatser to mavui, min ha-mavui la-hatser. Good. V'chilim sheshavtu ma'hatser mutal tam ma'hatser u'be-mavui asur. How many times you want to tell me mavui is asur? And now u'mavui, we're learning ul-mavui. So therefore you're telling me twice that when you didn't make a shituf, you can't go in and out of the Mavui Tachatzir. So the Gemara asks, Hainu Resha, which is, if you're learning the last statement, Ul Mavui, we said that already in the beginning. Mavui Tachatzir is Asur. Why would you have to tell me again, Ul Mavui Asur? So the Gemara says, Mishnah Yitret Tzricha Lehu. Yeah, you need to tell it to me twice. You know why? Mao de Tema, so I would think like this. Ki Peligi Rabbanal Rabbi Shimon, Hani Midi Hechad De Irbu. I would say what? You know when the Bishimon and Hakim have an argument? Meaning whether you can carry from Hatser to Mavui. I'll say they only have the argument, Hechad de Irbu. Only when they made an Iruv. Meaning, an Iruv in the Hatserot. Iruv in the Hatserot. Because then I'm concerned that what? There might be a Keli of the Bayit in the Hatser. And then you're just going to make a Shituf. You might come to carry it into the Mavui. Aval Hechad de lo Irbu. But I might say that what? Maybe when they didn't make an Eruv, maybe they'll say what? You can carry from the Hatser to the Mavui. Kamash Mahalan, that what? It's Asur according to the rabbis, to the Mavui. Ben Irbu, Ben Shelo Irbu. Meaning, I explained again. I need to tell me with Mavui Asur twice. Because if it only told it to me once, I would say like this. You know when the rabbis that were sent to the Mavui? That's only case when you didn't make an Eruv. I'm sorry. When you made an Eruv. Meaning, if you made an Eruv amongst the Hatserot, so now already, we're concerned that you might have kinim from the Bayit into the Hatser.
Okay, now we're worried. Now, you know what? Ulmavoy Asur. Because you cannot, when you didn't make a shituf, right? So now we're concerned if you didn't make a shituf, so you're carrying from the Hatzir to the Mavui. But I would say, in the case where you didn't make an Eruf, where there's no concern like that, maybe the rabbis agree you can go to the Mavui. So therefore they have to come along and say, Ulmavoy Asur. Ben Irbu, Ben Shiloh, which is the only time the rabbis are going to allow carrying from the Hatzir to the Mavui if a shituf was made. Whereas according to the Bishimon, you don't need a shituf for the Mavui itself, which means he holds the Hatzirot, Mevuot, Karfifiyot, etc., Gagot. They all considered the shoot a hatin, and therefore, again, this is talking about kelim sheshavtu. So then you can ask yourself a question. So according to the Bishimon, when do you ever need shituf mevuot? Very simple. Exactly. To carry kelim from the house into the mavui, that's what you need shituf mevuot. Which means shituf mevuot is necessary according to the Bishimon. He's not doing away with the principle of shituf mevuot. It just, it's coming to Matir, house to the Mavui. But stuff that was in the Hatzir already on the Mavui, that you don't need Shituf Mevuot. Whereas according to the Hachamim, they say no. Which is, they say you need a Shituf Mevuot in all cases. And therefore, Ben Irbu, Ben Shiloh, well, you need a Shituf Mavui in order to carry Kidding. But however, in the Mavui itself, we're learning, even according to the Hachamim, it's okay. Which means the only reason you need shituf kotachim is to take stuff from the hatzir into the mavui. But bin mavui hatzmo, you actually have a machlok and rabbanan and rav. Rav says you can only go up to 4 amot. But the rabbis are saying, no, in the mavui itself, you have no problem, you can carry as much as you want. We were only discussing hatzir to mavui. So basically, in conclusion, we remain with the machlok between rav and Shmuel and Rabbi Hanan. Explaining Shitat Rabbi Shimon. That's the mahalo you have to come out with. Rav says that the only time Rabbi Shimon is lenient to consider them all one reshut is Dafka Shelo Irbu. But Irbu, you have a problem because of Kelim Sheshavtu Bebait Bechatzir. Whereas Shmuel says we don't make a Gezerah, it's Mutar, Ben Irbu, Ben Shelo Irbu. That's in Rabbi Shimon. But the rabbi's opinion clearly is twofold. Number one, you do make a Gezerah. Which means there's a difference between Irbu and Chilo Irbu. Irbu is worse, just like you see them arguing on the Bishimon on Memtet in the case of the Tihatzorot, that they're Osir, all three to each other, Gezerah, that one might bring into three, and three might bring into one, so therefore they're going to Osir over here as well. And Shitat Hachamim is, while all of the Shuyot are considered one, that's only Gagot, Hatzerot. However, Karfifiyot and Mivuot are considered separate Reshuyot, and we're going to Osir Gag to the Karpef, or the Hatser to the Karpef. Baruch Adonai L'Olam. Amen v'amen.